Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me today from the Augre Sims School District is Superintendent Jeff Collier. How are you today, Jeff?
I'm doing great as always, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. You know what? The school year winding down, but you guys still have some work to do, right?
Oh, I don't know that the school year ever winds down. It winds down. There's a break for students and families, I suppose, but this is really it's an inordinate amount of incredible time for us to prepare for next year and wrap up this year. Our work is never done.
That's true. Well, one of the things we want to talk about today, you mentioned that your work never done. Well, that means you're already preparing for next year, and kindergarten roundup and preschool kind of things going on right now?
Yes, absolutely. We have kindergarten roundup and preschool roundup that's continuing to go on. We are a school of choice district, which means that we accept enrollments from outside contiguous school districts to our area, to our ISD, and we have wonderful opportunities here for students and families to experience the Augre Sims School District culture, our professional high culture of learning, and we have preschool open right now with enrollments and opportunities for students that qualify or families that qualify for our preschool. It's an unbelievable preschool experience. This is going to be our third full year of running a preschool. The last 2 years that we've run this, so every single year we've received the highest 5-star rating from Great Start Readiness Evaluators. And this year, a really exciting partnership is taking place with the Northeast Michigan Community Service Agency, known as NEMSCA. Mm-hmm. We're going to be adding a second full classroom here on campus for students and possibly a third as we continue to enroll, as word's getting out about this incredible district and this incredible preschool opportunity.
Boy, no doubt about that. Now to register, give you guys a call. Do they need to call in advance to set up a time to come in?
No, in fact, okay. We try to facilitate and push our content out to anybody that would like to. I know there's a lot of opportunities. People want to touch base first person. Sure. So we always encourage a phone call at 989-876-7150. Or parents and stakeholders can simply view our website. We have all of our information that's downloadable and very easy to access on our website at www.ags-schools.org. Or I also have an active Twitter page that we've been pushing content, and we have enrollment areas right on Twitter, and you can follow us on Twitter at AGS Schools. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
But we always encourage a first-person conversation, and we want to be able to do that. And I also, throughout the summer, every single day, we offer tours of our campus and tours of the classrooms. Parents can come in and get a first-person feel for what we do and our climate and culture.
Well, very good. Well, you know, we were talking before we went on that you guys have had one heck of an academic year. Things have really...
I surely hope people don't think that this is some sort of made-up thing, because, Kevin, every time we talk and every time it comes through on the radio, it gets better and better and better, and it grows and grows and grows. What's happening here at Augre Sims is... I use the word unbelievable, and I don't want to overuse it. It is exceptional. And I speak to the culture here at Augre Sims as something that is so special, because it is a progressive mindset that is paying off in spades. It's one thing for me to share and embellish, because I'm the superintendent, and I suppose I have to do that, right?
But you do,
Let me share with you, Kevin, some outside third-party indicators of positive success. And these are things that we can't make up. We cannot manipulate data. These are things that are awards and accolades that are coming to us from very legitimate sources. So let me share this with you.
Sure.
I've already mentioned that our preschool has been ranked for the highest 5-star rating 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Our elementary school has been a reward school by the Michigan Department of Education 3 years in a row. Our elementary has also been a beating the odds school, ranked by the Michigan Department of Education for 3 years consistently. Our elementary, for the last 3 years, check this out, has had the highest Michigan Department of Education top-to-bottom score ranking for any school, high school, middle school, or elementary, in all of Bay, Aranac, and Iosco counties.
Wow.
It's unbelievable, those types of accolades. You can't make those up. Those are coming directly from the Michigan Department of Education.
Yeah.
Our school district, as an entire school district, was recognized as an academic state champion this year by Bridge Magazine and Public Sector Consultants, and our elementary was recognized as an academic state champion. So we had two academic state championships this year for the district and the elementary.
Well, yeah, and more?
Yes.
Yeah, and more.
The U.S. News and World Report, which came out 3 weeks ago, our high school was recognized as one of the best high schools in the entire country, and that's 2 years of the last 3 years. 2013, we also received that award. Munetrics and the Michigan Department of Financial Officials recognized Aubrey Sims as one of only 30 traditional school districts in the entire state of Michigan with a perfect financial score.
Oh, man.
And we've also just signed on to the National Future Ready District Pledge, and we've received a U.S. grant to go down, send a team of instructional leaders to participate in a national summit coming up here June 21st to June 23rd in Pittsburgh to be able to share all of the 21st century advanced learning techniques that we're doing. Kevin, I don't know if our listeners are aware, but we are going to be a full one-to-one school district next year. We may be the first full one-to-one district in the fall. We've been building up for the last 3 years with a robust instructional technology infrastructure. All of our students in grades 6 through 12 will receive the first week of school a Chromebook to work out as an instructional primary tool. Mm-hmm. And this whole last school year, our students worked with Chromebooks and our staff had them as we piloted for an entire year our one-to-one build-up. So we're going to be really prepared for the instructional rollout coming up.
Wow.
So we have so many inordinate cool things happening here that are progressive. As we always say, why not Aubrey? Why not this public school with a private school feel?
Well, kudos to you and your fine staff. I always congratulate you, but you don't do it alone. You guys have put together one heck of a staff there at Aubrey Sims.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. And we continue to draw staff from outside. We've been hiring people mid-year for the last 3 years. This team of people and this collection of talent that keeps coming here, that's amassing as a power team, has been crazy. We're drawing people from mid-Michigan, southern Michigan, northern Michigan that want to come to this destination district, and it truly is a destination district for talented staff. Our student enrollment continues to come up. Our community is unbelievable supportive, has an unbelievable supportive nature of what we're doing here to redefine education, to understand what education really is in the 21st century. And it has changed so much in the last 10, 15, 20 years, Kevin, that the school that you experienced and I experienced is long gone.
Yeah.
And what's happening now and is paying off in dividends, are as recognized by these third-party indicators of success, is that it is working, and the product that we have is the finest in Michigan.
Boy, no doubt. I know you don't rest on your laurels. Never do. So what's coming up? What can you do? I mean, obviously, there's always room for improvement, but it sure sounds like you guys are maxing out here.
Well, I don't think it's possible. I think that's actually, as I share with people and I share with our chamber, I share with our legislators all the time, these are just the snowflakes. We're just beginning, and the foundation that we created here has been some heavy lifting over the last 3 years, but the foundation is so stout. And if you could imagine an iceberg in some sort of analogy here, and if you can imagine these accolades as the snowflakes just hitting the tip of that iceberg and the robust foundation that's sitting below the water, that's really where we're at. We are just ready to launch this incredible STEM curriculum that we've been developing over the last year. And we have partnerships with people, including the United States Environmental Protection Agency, the DNR, the Great Lakes Stewardship Initiative. We're going to be hosting a conference actually here next Monday on the 15th. And we're going to be sharing, and I'll have a press release coming out real soon, how we're going to be doing a longitudinal study in partnership with Saginaw Valley State University and the Great Lakes Bay Stewardship Initiative on invasive species and water qualities out at Charity Island, which is part of our school district. And we're also going to be part of a longitudinal, long-term study with the EPA on water quality studies here in the Saginaw Bay watershed as one of only 11 school districts that were selected for this grant.
Wow.
So those are things that you can't make up. It's the positive energy is so incredible, and the spirit and the professional climate is so robust here. It's one of those things where it's a pleasure to be here, and it's amazing to see our students thrive in the school district.
Indeed. You know, we hear so many stories about negative things coming out of schools and, but you know, budgets being cut and things being... It's great to have somebody on and say, you know what, it's all positive, everything's going great, and here's what we're going to do. And it's always uplifting to hear that, especially from our area. It's always terrific.
Well, I appreciate that, Kevin, and I want to encourage our listeners and our constituents to be able to go ahead and vet some of these things themselves. Everything that we have is transparently laid out on our website. It's on our Twitter feed, again, at AGS Schools, or on our website at www.ags-schools.org. All of our press releases are out there. We've had a great succession of, mm-hmm. of interviews that we've had with the press of late, and there's been a lot of really strong partnerships that we've been amassing throughout the state of Michigan. We just received, actually 2 weeks ago, this is incredibly cool, just under a $14,000 collaborative grant with multiple partners. We're going to have installed here next month a United States weather station called the Weatherbug Station, where our students are going to be using STEM technologies to be able to provide weather updates and forecasts for all of our fishermen, our outdoor enthusiasts, everybody within this region of the Great Lakes Bay region. We will be the weather station here, which is great news announcement.
Yeah.
You're the first one hearing that. I haven't had a chance to get it out yet.
Wow, all right. Breaking news right here. Well, Jeff, I know we could go on and on and on here, my friend, but always love talking to you. Always love the positiveness of what's coming out of the Augrey Sims School District for you, the superintendent, and for the staff there. And I know good things are just going to keep coming there.
Well, I appreciate it, Kevin. I really do, and I thank everybody in this region because we're all in this together. It's a regional approach, and Northeast Michigan is coming back strong, and Augrey Sims is proud to be a leader in that.
You bet. Superintendent Augrey Sims School District, Jeff Collier. Jeff, as always, a pleasure, my friend. I look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate everything.